We're going to move back to presidential politics with West Virginia out of the way. There are only five primaries left. Next Tuesday, Kentucky and Oregon. Rick Howlett is the news director with KFPL in Louisville. Rick, we hear Bill Clinton is scheduled to begin stumping hard there in Thursday. And the makeup of Kentucky, does it look a lot like West Virginia or like some other state?
Well, we have, first of all, if I could just slightly correct you, it was WFPL. We're east of the Mississippi, so get that out of the way.
You know, I thought that was right, WFPL. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, we have 51 pledged delegates here in Kentucky and 9 superdelegates. Senator Clinton has the superdelegate lead 3-2. Both of Kentucky's Democratic congressmen have endorsed Senator Obama. And she is expected to carry the state next Tuesday, May 20th. Senator Obama has said so, pretty much acknowledged that himself, but he has been campaigning here. He was here Monday night and during his rally did not mention the words Senator Clinton once. He lit into Senator McCain, so he's campaigning here like someone who's already won the nomination.
She consistently has been way ahead in the polls there in Kentucky. I think the latest one I'm seeing is somewhere around 27 percentage points. What do you attribute that to?
You know, that's a good question. The African-American population in Kentucky is very small. It's less than 10%, so that's part of it. Obama will do well here in Louisville, which has a larger African-American population. So I think that's pretty much the gist of it. And also, she has been campaigning heavily here over the past couple of months. She has been, we're right on the border with southern Indiana. So of course, she and her husband and daughter made over 100 campaign visits to Indiana. So they got a lot of coverage in Kentucky from that. So that's part of it, too.
Well, Rick, you know, it's interesting because the campaign begins now. I mean, in some ways, everything that's happened up to this point is almost irrelevant to how it's going to proceed because the issues have shifted with the lopsided result in West Virginia.
That is true. She has been talking quite a bit about coal here in Kentucky, as you might imagine. We're a large coal state, and he has talked about it somewhat as well. He has actually co-sponsored some legislation to build a coal-to-liquid fuels plant in Kentucky. So that's been a big issue here, and of course the big issues, jobs and the economy and so forth.
So, Rick, do you think it's a question of Kentucky voters just not knowing a lot of Barack Obama, knowing that much about Barack Obama? You said he spent some time there, but not nearly the kind of time nor had the same kind of coverage that the Clintons have.
I think that's, quite a bit of it. He made two appearances here last year, and he made his first appearance of 2008 in Kentucky just the night before last. So I think, that has quite a bit to do with it as well.
Well Rick, we're going to let you go. Rick Howlett of WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky, covering the Kentucky primary, which along with Oregon is next Tuesday. Lots more to come. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.